orchard, or would you say it another way? Would you say, he's the man who owns the orchard, he's the man what owns the orchard, he's the man...
No, he's the man that owns the orchard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the man that owns the orchard has a son. And so the son is the boy, son of the father owns the orchard. Would you say, he's the boy whose father owns the
orchard? That boy's dad owns this orchard.
Okay. So then he's the boy... Would you say whose father or Brett's father owns the orchard?
He's a boy... This boy's dad owned this orchard, but the way I say it, this boy's daddy owned this orchard. That's the way I say it. This boy's daddy owned this peach orchard.
Okay, so you wouldn't say he's the boy whose father owns it?
No, I wouldn't say it that way. I said this boy's daddy.
Okay. What do you call the center of a cherry?
It's got seed in it. I just call it cherry seed.
Do cherries grow around here? There are
a few wild cherries. I don't think anybody grow them, you know, tame cultivated. Now, in California, there was a cultivated.
Yeah.
Real good. I never even liked cherries much. These are wild cherries. Those out there were real good. They were two different kinds I know of. There's a black cherry and a red cherry when they got ripe. The black one was the best. They were sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a little small seed in the middle of it. Just what you asked what the center of a cherry is, and I said it had a seed in the center of it.
Well, what do you call the center of a peach?
Well, that's a peach seed.
Okay, and let's see, there are two kinds of peaches.
One,
the meat comes...
Well, there's a clear seed, and then there's a clean seed peach.
Okay.
Clear seed's the one you burst open, you know, and the seed will come right out of it.
Uh-huh.
But that clings really, it won't. The meat will stay on it.
Okay. What do you call the center of an apple?
That's a core.
What do you call dried fruit that's served in slices sometimes? Like maybe apples?
Well, we used to dry peaches, dry apples. I just call them dried apples or dried peaches or dried plums.
Have you ever heard the word snits?
No. That's a new one.
I don't know where that comes from.
I don't either. I never heard of that.
What do you call nuts that grow underground?
Well, peanuts grows underground.
Okay. Are there different kinds of peanuts?
That's the only type of peanut. Well, there's a small peanut and a large peanut. What they call a little Spanish peanut. And there's a larger kind, but now, so far as knowing the names of peanuts, I don't know them too much. I just know there's some larger than others, some smaller.
Uh-huh.
But all peanuts grow under the ground.
What do you call a nut that grows on a tree and has an outer covering and an inner covering?
Well, walnuts, black walnuts.
Okay.
And hickory nuts.
Well, what do you call the...
Pecans.
What do you call the inner covering on, say, a walnut?
Well, that's the walnut shell.
And how about the outer covering?
That's the hull, I'd say.
Okay.
Hull, the outer covering, the shell, the inside covering.
If there was some fruit on the kitchen table that you wanted to squeeze for breakfast, you might say to someone, please hand me...
No, we never did squeeze no fruit or nothing on.
You did?
For breakfast.
Well, what are the things that come from Florida? Citrus fruit.
Well, that's oranges and grapefruit.
Okay, so you'd say, please hand me the... If you're talking about the sweeter ones, you'd say, please hand me the...
We never did eat them.
I want you to say the word, though, so I want to know how you pronounce it. Would you say it, the oranges? Would you say that for me?
Oh, yeah. Please pass me the oranges or grapefruit.
Okay, fine.
That's just what you were getting at.
Yeah, I know you didn't. That's why I was saying I better tell you.
We never did, you know, all to have them on the table.
Yeah.
Half had them in a bowl just sitting in there, maybe.
They look pretty.
Yeah, they do. And when you want one, just go get it. We hardly ever eat them at a regular meal.
The children were at the cookie jar this morning, and now the cookies are all...
All gone.
Okay. What are small, hard vegetables that are red on the outside and white on the inside? Eat them on salad sometimes.
Oh, you're talking about radishes.
Yeah. And what are red vegetables that grow on vines and that ketchup are made out of?
Tomatoes.
What are the hard, white vegetables that grow underground and have...